forming chelate ring. Now, the main reason that these sort of methods are not widely used is lots of hazards with interference. And so if you're looking at the periodic table sitting underneath nickel, it's palladium and platinum. So if you're trying to get a reaction then to determine the amount of nickel that's present, if there happens to be a trace of palladium or platinum, it's very hard to stop the dimethyl glyoxine not reacting with these things as well, and then giving you a false analysis, because you analyse for mass, you think all of that mass is nickel, but then some of it's actually a palladium dimethyl glyoxine complex and some of it's a platinum one. So the way to deal with that would be to put a masking agent in. The masking agent then would react with the palladium and the platinum and leave behind just the nickel in solution, and then you would react it with the dimethyl glyoxine. Now that then becomes horribly complicated. You've got to be really quite careful that you use your masking agents correctly. Much more widespread use of gravimetry these days is for determining total solids, suspended solids that can either be in the air or in the water. So you guys have already done both of those things in the lab, first in our air quality prac and then in the subsequent water quality prac. Your solid then will be stabilised to constant weight, typically putting it in a drying oven at 105 degrees. If you're weighing to constant weight, you'll simply put your weigh container in, dry that so that the weight of the weighing vessel is constant, then you'll cool it, place it on the balance, determine a reproducible weight for that, then put your analyte onto that same weighing vessel, dry that in an oven, and you simply keep putting it into the oven, cool it, stick it on the balance, back into the oven, cool it, stick it on the balance to get consistent weights. For biology in particular, that's vitally important because if you're drying, for instance, samples of wood from a tree, you're trying to figure out the density of wood, you would need an accurate mass of material. You need to get to constant weight, so you remove all of the water from it, so that's the way.